Hey, I had a really great time. I would love to do that again. So, give me a call back. You never did call me to let me know you got in safely. So, I was just checking on you. All right, call me back. Okay, I'm very confused. We went out, we had a good time. At least I thought we had a good time, and now you dodging me. You're not answering my calls. That's real crazy to me. Call me back. Call me back. Call me back. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Save the Date Show podcast. This is the Healthy Dating Preservation Podcast for millennials and whoever else might need it. As usual, we are your host, Imani.
Deadpool.
Okay. So Deadpool is standing in for Gantz today, apparently.
I'm just tired.
How's it going?
It's
Yeah, excellent. That's what I like to hear, honey. Hey guys, I feel like did we take a break or something? Like
on
probably
accident.
skipped. Yeah. So we back.
Life has been happening, y'all. Okay.
It really has.
Life is.
And I don't even know what day of the week it is anymore. I haven't this entire
Wow.
year. I don't know what is going on.
Wait. What day is it today?
Today is Monday, October 5th, and I know that because I'm looking at my computer. Otherwise, I
Hey.
would not know any of that information.
Wow. I really thought it was Wednesday. That is so unfortunate.
Ma'am,
Dang.
you skipped so many days
Listen,
to get to
I
Wednesday.
thought it was Wednesday because, and I was like, okay, it's almost the weekend. We over the hump.
Man, we just came off the weekend
Bruh, I
yesterday.
cannot
What
keep
you mean
up.
it's
I'm so
almost the
tired.
weekend?
Life
Oh my
has been happening.
gosh.
Today was just a lot. But good news for today, for October. My Meemaw was diagnosed with breast cancer last month, and we kind of just been dealing with all of that privately. But she had her surgery to have the mass removed today. So, yay, we're
Yay.
excited. The surgery went well. She somehow ended up on Facebook by like 6 o'clock. So clearly she's awake and the
Yes,
fingers are moving.
Grandma.
But if y'all could just keep her in your prayers for a speedy recovery. I know she is gonna have to do radiation just because she's had a different cancer before, so they want to make sure it doesn't return. But I'm very excited.
Yeah.
It was very scary. My grandmother is 70, so like the thought of, having her having to get put under and all this stuff, it's a little scary, but I got it worked out. So shout out to my grandma. She's about to be a breast cancer survivor, and to all the breast cancer survivors and those that are fighting breast cancer. We love y'all. If you haven't already, make sure that you're doing your self-checks, get your mammogram. I got to get my first mammogram, and I'm not excited at all. So,
When do you have to get
well, I went to the doctor last week, and she found a little something. So they're supposed to be calling me.
Oh, really?
I'm hoping it's just like my hormones or something. Like maybe I, what is it? Is it systemic breast or cystic breast? Like when you get like cysts in your breast all the time. I'm hoping that that's what it is. But yeah, so my coworker, she was like, "Well, you're pretty well endowed, so it shouldn't hurt you as much as it be hurting me." I was like, "Thanks." That thing looked like they be trying to squeeze your nipple off. I am not excited about that machine at all.
It like really smushes your breasts, and my breasts are pretty small, so I just be, feeling around in there. I don't really need to
I
be
know, I'm
squeezed.
really scared. I'm like, bruh, y'all gonna pop something. Like, I'm
I'll
not
pop.
excited, but
You're gonna be all right. We're gonna pray for
yes,
you.
but so breast cancer awareness. I know I'm getting starting mammograms a little early in life, but it is what it is. If you are at the age
Right.
to, just make sure you're getting that. And if not, make sure you're regularly checking yourself in the shower, when you're laying down, type of stuff. And so we can jump in. Wow, I really feel like it's been like a while since we've recorded.
Yeah, it has been. I think we've missed.
3 weeks?
We only missed one episode, but it's been 3 weeks because we only record
Yeah.
biweekly.
Okay. So we're gonna start with the pickup line. So this is actually kind of funny because this was like in short supply at the beginning of the pandemic. I've got one ply, I got two ply, but all I really need is for you to
I like that. That is cute.
reply.
That's real cute.
Thank you.
That's real cute. I would reply to that. I would. All right, guys.
I
So
might,
this
it
week's
depends on
episode
if I like them or not. I'm
on
gonna be honest. On this week's episode, we are going to be talking about the arts of pursuit and just the general idea of it in romantic relationships, because I feel like there's, you know, we feel like there's some gray area here when we talk about pursuing people. That is not really there when you talk about pursuing other things. Like when you talk about pursuing a job or like a position within your company or a home or any other like life event, it's kind of cut and dry, you know? But when we talk about pursuing love or pursuing the possibility of love, there's all these factors that play into it. And a lot of them have to do with the fact that you are an autonomous human being pursuing another autonomous human being. And you have to take that into account at every step. So let's start there. What does it mean to pursue someone romantically?
You asking me that?
Yeah. What do you think?
To express interest and to show intent in how you are building a relationship with them. Because I feel like everything is a relationship to a certain extent, but I feel like in pursuit is how you display the type of relationship you want. So, and you move with intentions. Like, even when people think that they being slick on their intentions, the way that they move in their pursuit kind of reveals that. I might have a story for y'all later, but I think the person be listening to this show sometimes, and I probably get blocked on everything.
You know me. I would appreciate it.
I don't think that pursuit is always mutual, but I think in other things outside of pursuing humans, it's not always mutual anyways. Like, just because you're...
And people make a huge deal out of it. I mean, people don't make a huge deal.
Right, like, if I want a job, that doesn't necessarily mean that the job wants me, that the company wants me. And that's not my expectation. My expectation is to show them why I qualify for the position and give them something that makes them spark interest to want to start pursuing me back. And I feel like that's how relationships should be treated.
Yes. I could not agree more. That I was, so I looked on this website called Anne Cohen Writes. It's a blog. But the way that she describes pursuit, I like this. So it says, pursuing someone means that you're interested, and you're showing someone that you're interested. Whether you're a man pursuing a woman, or a woman pursuing a man pursuing a man, or a woman pursuing a woman, pursuing is something that I believe that one person should do at first. And being that I have old school traditional beliefs, I like to write in a manner that explains how men pursue women. I support all of the above. However, I believe that one person needs to initially start out, take the initiative, and be the aggressor. One person needs to take the lead. Now, I, like her, believe that whoever can pursue whoever they want to pursue. It don't have to be men pursuing women, women pursue. It don't have to be any of that. But she is absolutely right that it does not always start as mutual pursuit. And that is the thing that people are always so
weird about.
It's like this foreign concept that you pursuing me does not necessarily mean that I immediately need to pursue you back, because you are showing me that you're interested.
And I never told you that I
may not be interested. Yes, I may not be interested at the same rate as you. Maybe I'm interested in seeing what will happen, but I may not know that I'm interested in pursuing a relationship with you. But you may be absolutely positive that you are interested in pursuing a romantic relationship with me, so you start behaving that way. You're not automatically going to get that same energy back sometimes. And it ain't always that you're trying to sell yourself or blah, blah, blah. Like, sometimes it's just giving the person time to come around to what you're pitching.
Because you might not have been on their radar ever. Like, that'd be my... Like, just because you told me you like me, like, you can't expect me to immediately say I like you back or feel some type of way if I say I don't like you back because I don't know you like that.
I don't even know
why you like me. Like, when people say, I'm like, well, why do you like me? Oh, because you saw this, you saw that. I'm like, wow. So thanks for confirming that you don't know me. You should probably get to know me before you say you like me. And I'm not saying, like, and I don't be doing that to be a hard ass or to be mean. I'm literally saying that you're saying you like about me is not even true about me, because you don't know me. So at least I can be honest and say that I don't know you. I'm willing to get to know you. And if I get to know you and I like you, then that's what it is. But to be like, well, I'm telling you I like you, but if I'm telling you I like you and I'm always hitting you up and you not hitting me up, then if I don't like you and you're new, like, reach out to me when you want to talk to me, but you really might not be on my mind. And maybe I'm thinking about that the wrong way, but I don't expect you to chase after me. Like,
I agree.
If you like me, fine, move how you need to move to get my attention, but you don't get my attention just because you express interest immediately.
And I think there's a piece of entitlement that comes mm-hmm. in there. I think some of it is entitlement and some of it is the fear of rejection. We talked about that on our episode about getting hurt. Mm-hmm. But I think why people are so offended is because you think that it's an honor for you to like me, and I don't know enough about you to be bothered by you liking me. I might be bothered by the fact that you like me. Like, initially, I might be like, oh my God. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know anything about you. And then the idea that if I don't show interest immediately, you automatically think that I'm rejecting you is a little much at times too. Because if I didn't say I'm totally uninterested, I'm just saying give me some time to grow my interest, that's not a rejection. That's just me asking you for some time.
Right, so chill out.
You want me to be enthralled with you immediately, and granted, you might believe that you are an amazing person, and you really might be. I don't know mm-hmm. that yet. Like, I literally just gave you my number last week. Like, I don't know much about you to be super excited about talking to you at all hours of the day. Sometimes it happens like that, though. Like, sometimes you meet somebody, immediately y'all click and y'all talk all the time. But sometimes that's not how it works, and it doesn't necessarily mean that the other person is never going to pursue you back. It just means that they aren't where you are just yet, and you got to give it some
time. And please understand that when you add pressure versus giving it time is completely unattractive. Like, if I don't know you and you already, like, being sensitive like that, I'm probably not ever going to be interested in you. Because ain't nobody about to, like, pressure me into liking them. If you can't understand that,
asking me why I don't like you yet is going to make me not.
Or, like, getting frustrated about it. Like, oh, no, I'm cool on you. Okay. Like.
Yeah, I'm literally not going to be offended by you being cool.
You could just leave me alone. Because I if you're hitting me up to tell me that you're mad that I didn't hit you up when you could have just said hi, please just don't hit me up.
I also think that some people I'm a routine person. So if I've never texted you regularly before, it takes me a minute to build a routine of texting a new person. Because I have a routine that exists, which is me waking up, going to work, having all these other things running through my mind. It's not going to be automatic that I think to text somebody that I just mm-hmm. met, like, to initiate a conversation. I will text you when I think about it. And initially, it will not be all the time that I think about you, because it just isn't. Like, I have a life that exists that you weren't a part of all of days mm-hmm. ago. Why do you think that just because we exchange numbers, I have to be ready to talk to you every second of the day? I was just texting this young man, Lord Jesus. I didn't know he was that young, but he was texting me and I was busy. Like, I just was busy. Like, I wasn't avoiding his text. I wasn't like, oh, let me take some time before I'm 30 years old. I don't have time for these games. I texted him back when I remembered to text him back, when I had a chance, when I sat still for a second and could reply. And mind you, he's not the only person that got their text ignored at that point. And everybody isn't somebody that I'm, like, talking to or anything. I just was busy. So I wasn't replying to anybody's texts or calls or anything in that moment. But when I finally replied, he's like, you text like an AK. You had me double texting and woo, woo, woo. And I'm like,
first of all, start with the first line.
What does that even mean, first? Second of all, don't ever in your life disrespect me like that. Third of all, I don't care that you double texted me. Like, I'm not thinking to myself, like, oh my God, he sent me another text message. Like, it was hours before I replied to you. So, yes, I understand you sending another text message. It's okay. Like, it's fine. And I think that he was taken aback by the fact that I literally was not moved by that. It just was like, I don't know you like that. I just gave you my number. It's not that serious. And I don't even know that I gave you my number so that we can be anything. I just gave you my number because it was a thing that was happening in the moment.
So I've been giving folks my Google Doc number because folks be weird.
But he's a cute guy. But I don't know enough about him to believe that I just needed to be pressed about it. It's not that serious. And I don't expect you to be pressed about
Thank you. That part. Put a pin in it. I'm not asking you to be pressed about me either. it's not like I'm playing.
Not right away. No. Yeah. Okay. True.
Okay. After a while, you need to, after a little bit. Pressed, you better be pressed. Need to be a little bit. We need to be heading towards.
Or press. I'm press you like a panini, and then you're gonna wish you never met me. I'm just playing.
With starch, I'm pressing with starch after that.
But no, like for real, like it's not like a cat and mouse game. Like if you have not. If we have just not had the opportunity for me to like you in that way, like just understand that some stuff takes time. Like we not getting married tomorrow. Maybe we need to start with just like a drink or a and I mean that in the most genuine way. I don't care if I have known of you for 10 years. That don't mean I know you. Or right. For 2 years or 3 weeks or we work together. If we don't have a
that
relationship,
doesn't know I know you romantically right. At all. I don't know anything about you as far as romantically involved is. So you need to treat me like that. Like we are meeting each other at a certain spot.
Thank you.
Like we're becoming acquainted with one another romantically. So act like you're talking to
a new person.
A new person on that level.
That's the thing. People be too familiar too fast.
Yes, God. Oh my gosh. And that can get everybody in trouble, really. Like whoever is pursuing, whoever's not pursuing, if the reason why you're not pursuing them back is because, oh, you know, I know her, we've been friends for whatever, like, recognize that this is a new thing. This is a romantic relationship. You cannot treat it like an old friend sometimes. Yep. You need to, because friendship obviously will sustain a good relationship, but there also needs to be a romantic element. Mm-hmm. Your relationship cannot be indistinguishable between your platonic ones. That just is not, it's not going to, it doesn't make any sense. If there's no romantic element, if there's no flirting, if there's no like affection that is different from platonic friends, what is the point?
It ain't one.
So you have to build that between the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
And that requires some pursuit. So on psychology today, and this part may go a little bit back to what we were talking about being curved as well, but this therapist was talking about dating and pursuing someone romantically, and what they said is, this is advice I give frequently. In the beginnings of a relationship, I do not think a man or a woman should give up easily. If someone responds positively but does not follow through, I think it is reasonable to try again and maybe even a third time. Of course, if someone says no clearly, that wish should be respected. Over the years, I've seen a number of happily married men and women who have told me that they never would have married the person they did if their spouse had not persisted in the face of being rejected initially. Now, I think using the term rejected here was... not wise in that particular context, but what they're basically talking about is because what they started with was a person responds positively but they don't follow through. I don't think that's the same as being rejected. I think being rejected is responding negatively and you persist thinking you're going to change their mind. Now, if I respond positively to your advances, but I'm just very busy and we don't talk very often or whatever, and we kind of just drop the ball on communication and then we pick it back up later because you try it again, that makes perfect sense. Because I'm not necessarily telling you I'm completely uninterested. I'm telling you that it's hard for me to show you the same level of interest right this moment. And that'll be my bad, too. Like, I don't mind saying, that first time you hit me up, I dropped the ball on communication and, you know, maybe I'll be the one to pursue you a little tougher this time,
right.
Whatever the case may be. But if you don't try again, I won't have the, maybe I might not think about it again. So I think that's a good note. Like you do have to have a little bit of humility. If you really want to go after somebody and y'all have made a connection and it just kind of fizzles out a little bit, try again.
I agree.
And a big deal.
Like, especially if you like them and they showed some, because just because it's not like, if they show that they are open to it, I don't think that they have to like you right now. They could start liking you tomorrow. Maybe the message that you send them tomorrow morning make them be like, wow, I really want to try to give this a shot. Or maybe it'll take a couple weeks.
Right.
But like it says in the article, if they respond positively, I think that kind of gives them hope. Now, it's one thing if people just playing games. If they responded positively and you hit them up a few times and they never responded, they're probably not interested, and that's when, like, we talked about rejection, you should kind of move on. But if it's not, like, if it's not intentional, like, maybe
they do respond, but the first couple of weeks that y'all interacting, it's you reaching out. I think if you're the one who's initially pursuing, I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. And I think that we should stop making it a thing to say that you being played if you're the one reaching out first. Like, if you like somebody, call them, text them.
Because I have no shame. If I like you, if I want to talk to you, you will not have to question whether or not I want to talk to you.
Like, if I want to hang out, I'm going to call you. I'm going to text you.
Exactly. And I may not have, I may not be doing the most, like exactly the level of I want to talk to you that you are giving me, but you won't have to wonder whether or not I want to. You might wonder whether or not I'm available to do so.
Right.
And again, when it comes to pursuing someone, I think that, you know, gender norms say the man should pursue the woman or the masculine energy should pursue the femme energy. But I also think that sometimes, again, especially if you're a single adult, like a real adult, not just like I'm a young adult and I'm kind of like, you know, where you're still like going to school every day type thing. But if you are an adult who is far into their career or far into their daily routine of life, if you, someone is pursuing me and I kind of just don't have the bandwidth to take on that right now, when I think of it again and I think to myself, man, I actually was really interested in him, it is, the onus is on me to reach back out and say, you know, you had reached out to me and I was interested and I was kind of just really all over the place at the time. But, you know, if you're still interested, let's meet up soon or whatever. And I don't have a problem doing that either. Or maybe I wasn't interested at first. And then I realized later on, I actually am interested in him. So I think I shouldn't wait until he says something. I should say, you know, the first time I wasn't really feeling it, and I, you know, whether I want to explain why or why not, it's fine. But I can say, but I'm kind of interested now, and then take the chance. He could reject me in that moment too, but at least I've communicated my thoughts and feelings, and they're out there, and that's okay. Like, yeah, I don't. I'm with you on the not feeling played, just because.
I feel like that's what's wrong with our generation. You reached out. Everybody worried about getting played at some point in the dating situation,
which is kind of a real concern. But you need to really relax. Yeah, the overprotecting
yourself. Right, everybody trying to play me. It's like, okay, well, maybe you should not date right now until you get your trust issues in order, because everybody don't have bad intentions, and you can't assume that everybody's gonna respond the same way, whether good or bad. Like, just because you're used to getting people to flock to you when you express a little interest, you know, like, understand that that isn't always going to be reciprocated. And also, like,
or reciprocated in the way that you imagine.
Also, like, I think if you are going to pursue somebody, you need to, like I said in the beginning, I think part of pursuit has to do with what your intentions are. If you feel like those are being misconstrued, you need to communicate, because I'm sorry. That we're just hanging out, like, to be cool, and you count it as dates and stuff, so now you feeling some type of way because I'm not hitting you. Like, I hit you up to do friend stuff because I thought we were just kicking it, like, being friends.
Yeah, I thought he was kicking it.
So if, like, you're in your mind, like I had this one guy say, like, how he doesn't, actually, I've had several guys say this before, that they don't need no more homegirls. And I'm like, well, what are you, in my head, or vocally, I said, well, what are you hanging with me for? Because you've never expressed otherwise.
Thank you. And then I think that another thing people do is assume that your actions are being read clearly, when a lot of the time it just takes a conversation. I think I am a person who actually believes that you should have a conversation regardless. Like, whether or not you believe your actions are being seen in the correct way, you could think that this person knows exactly what it is, and you could be right, but I never think that it's wrong to, like, I never think that it's a bad idea to just say, you know, I really am actually interested in something long term with you. Is that, you know, are we on the same page? So that the person can say, yeah, that's what I thought we were doing. And you say, all right, bet, cool. Or the person can say, oh, wait a minute, because I thought we was just kind of like kicking it, like, I never. And it might not be a rejection. It might just be that
I just didn't know.
And now they're like, wait a minute. I didn't know, but now I kind of am interested. Like, what you talking about? What you want
to
do?
And that's happened to me before. And now I had somebody buy me some food, and I was like, so what, you want me to cash app you? And they were like, do you really think I would charge you, that I would tell you to pay me back for something and I'm trying to talk to you? And I was like, oh, well, okay. That's understood. Right. I thought you was just doing this to be nice. So, I mean, sometimes the conversations don't have to be anything formal. It could literally be like that. Like, they ask you something, you feel like that's a little friend zone, and you're like, no, I'm doing this because I like you. I think it's okay to just say that.
You're also risking rejection when you do that, yes, too. And it's true. And it's okay to acknowledge that. But I think once you acknowledge it, just let it go. It's okay. Rejection is a part of life. If they don't try to fight you for even suggesting it, then it's really not that serious. Like, it's just a moment in time where you didn't get what you wanted or what you hoped for. You will live to see tomorrow. I promise you, you will. It's going to be okay. And so just a couple more things, and then I'm going to move on from dating scene. How do you know when someone is reciprocating your interest? Like, what are some cues that you look for?
Gosh, that's a
I'll tell you mine.
I'm about to say, you know, I don't really be shooting my shot like that. So you go first so I can figure it out.
Well, and sometimes it don't start with me shooting my shot. It's just this person is indicating that they're pursuing me. But sometimes I think that people, their intentions or their level of effort don't be measuring up to what I really want. So I have to measure that. And sometimes I communicate that and say, look, if you are actually trying to be with me, like, I need you to be... I feel like you're not really doing nothing for real. Like, you keep saying I'm playing. Like, you every time you hit me up, you're like, I mean, I was trying to da-da-da, but you keep playing. And I'm like, how am I playing? You literally don't do anything. You ain't never took me out on a formal date.
Never even asked. Like, let's be clear. Never even asked me to go out. All you ever say is that I'm playing.
And by formal, I don't mean, like, we got to get dressed up. But I mean, like, you actually asked to take me out on a date. But, like, so to me, that's the kind of stuff that I look for. I look for you making it clear that you have romantic interest in me. Not that, oh, I think she's cool or whatever, because that's fine too. But I'm not going to take you seriously as a romantic partner if it's not clear that that's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And I will ask. I don't have a problem asking nobody what they're here for. But I look for that. I look for making time. Like, time is the big thing for me. And actually, my love language is words of affirmation. So really, you need to tell me and then show me. But the making time part is a big deal for me, because I do feel like, whether it's making time to talk to me or making time to spend with me, I understand that everybody has a life. I really do. I understand that everybody has a life. I understand that everybody's schedules don't match up. I understand that people are very busy. But it is very important to me that if you're very busy, if I see you make time for me, I respect that a lot. And that is when I will begin to take your advances seriously, if I was already interested. Like, if I'm already interested and I start to see that you are working me into your life and your schedule and what you got going on, and you see me as somebody that you can include in this kind of stuff, I'm going to start thinking of you as somebody I want to take seriously. Other than that, we just need to be honest.
So, for me, I guess, like, so I feel like I find myself in situations like when I do start to actually like somebody back and I start to reciprocate some of the energy that they had in the beginning, the niggas that got comfortable and they ain't doing that no more. And that'd be irritating to me. So I guess for me, like, you like match where I'm at. Like, if you did something that got my attention, because if it got my attention, I liked it. And everybody don't get my attention. That's not me trying to be funny. I just really don't be wanting to be bothered. No, it just so, is what like, it is. Everybody don't get to have no kind of energy from me at all. Like, I literally would be like, okay. But if I'm, like, actually starting to interact or whatever, and I start to show you, because I know how I act when I like somebody. When I like somebody, I want to talk to them. Maybe not all the time, but, like, I do want to talk to you at least once a day, or, like, I remember small things about stuff you like. So that's, if somebody is doing that for me, that's how I can tell, like, when they're matching the level that I'm on. Or if they start doing things outside of their comfort zone because they're just trying to show that how interested they are in me. So if it's somebody that is typically not the person to try to reach out and, like, have small talk, but you know that they're doing it because they really want to show you, like, hey, I am interested. I'm not used to doing this because I really don't ever have time to do it, But at least once every 2 days, I want to hit you up so you know that I'm not losing interest. I can accept that. I would prefer that. Now, depending on where mm-hmm. we are, like, there needs to be some kind of communication of it. But that's a big piece for me. Now, if I'm not pursuing you, but what's going to hurt you of me not taking you seriously is like your lack of any type of effort, or honestly, just like,
yes, I need initiative.
And just standing up in the fact that you like me and saying you like me. I am not attracted to weasels. Please don't go tell, like, no.
That's a country weasel.
I don't want, like, a third party that has to come tell me you like me. And especially if you've been interacting with me and somebody else got to tell me. Or I got to sit here and guess. And I know that you're throwing hints to tell me you like me and you want me to, like, ask you. I'm never going to ask you. I would act like I do not know you like me. Like, it is...
Yes, or your friend should not be telling me nothing I never
heard.
Right,
like you like, acting like you shy.
He really love like, you, or he really mm-mm. care about you. Like, I don't want to hear that from nobody.
I don't want no kind of confusion. If you cannot be confident and tell me you like me, and I might be intimidated, so that may not be something you want to say immediately. But I don't really date men that are intimidated by me either. Like I'm 5'3". You scared of me? Like, bro, probably didn't work. Anyway, but
yeah, I can't really do that.
I have an example that I'm gonna share.
Yes, I'm so excited.
I don't know if this guy listens to the show either, but so boom. If like you've always been passive in our interactions, I'm not taking nothing from that. But the fact that you're passive because you won't speak up and just say that you like me, I'm gonna let it be what it's gonna be. I had a situation where this guy asked me to come hang out with him because we hadn't hung out in a while. I'm like, okay, cool. I knew that he, you know, like, was with his friend, but I thought he was trying to, like, spend time with me one-on-one. So I was open to it. I was like, you know, I never really gave him a shot. So we'll see. I go and meet him. I get there, and his homeboy is sitting at the table, too. I'm like, okay. Whatever, cool. Sit down at the table, like, not really a whole lot of conversation is happening. His homeboy ends up being the one who leads the conversation. He doesn't really say too much. The waiter comes. The day before he asked to hang out, and I asked, had he ate? And I was literally asking this. This is going to be so weird if he listens, because he's going to know exactly who I'm talking about. But I was,
I don't, and I'm going to have your back, because I'm going to be like, yeah. And
I was, so. Oh, no, not that person. The story would be a little bit crazier. But I was only asking because I hadn't ate, and I was like, well, I have stuff to do tonight, so this would be perfect because we could just grab something to eat and I'll go home. At least we get to link up, you know? And he was like, oh, no, I don't know. I don't know if it was his intention, but it kind of came off like he didn't want to go eat. He would rather do something else, like he didn't want to pay for my food. Like, oh, no, you can get you something to eat and we can something later. Like, that's how it kind of came off. So the next day when we're at this table, and, like, the waiter comes up and says, you know, so how are we splitting the checks? Is it going to be just you by yourself talking about the homeboy and then you two together? And he didn't say anything. And so I was like, it's going to be separate. You can bring all three checks. So three checks. I put down my card. Now, this here's when I can no longer take you serious. Not the fact that I put down my card, but the fact that I put down my card and your homeboy picked up my receipt and paid for my food.
Oh, see, yeah, no, you're canceled.
You out of there. Like, out. Like, for one, I can't watch you letting a man little bro you in front of me. Like, even, because if it were me, even if I didn't have it, I would just have to take the L and pay for it because I'm trying to show her that I like her. And I just, so from that, I just took my cue, like, if you ever was trying to show me that you like me, I'm going to take this as you just want to be friends, and so I'm going to leave you in the friend zone where I planned on putting you anyways, because, no. What? Like, you invited me out. I was going to pay for myself, which, okay, it is what it is, even though you invited me out, whatever. But it ain't even that you let me pay. Like, you let your home, you didn't even stop your homeboy and be like, oh, man, I should have got her ticket. I got it. Your homeboy paid right. for me and you invited me out? And he asked for my number in front of you? On some casual...
Oh, now.
And I was on some
now,
casual
that's
stuff.
No.
Right, it was on some casual, like, workout stuff. But still, like... I'm sorry, I can't...
Yeah, but I feel like a lot of... Well, I don't know. Because I also don't want to get into, like... you should never do this if you're, but at the same time, if I'm out with my friends and my friend brings a guy with her, I usually say, I'll just get your number from whoever my friend is, or I'll let her, you know what I'm saying? So I don't overstep in front. I don't want to in front of you be like,
well, that's
oh,
so that's basically what it was. He said he was going to get my information, but he was like already trying to like link up. And that conversation was being had like in front. Like, not on, like I said, it was not, it wasn't on a date and stuff. It just, it was kind of like, I think at this point, your friend don't take you serious and you supposed to be liking me.
Yeah.
Because I think his friend was quiet at first because he probably thought, like, oh, well, I mean, you wanted to spend some time with her or whatever. But when he wasn't talking, his friend, like, literally ran the conversation. So that's what I'm saying. Like, his friend took over the conversation.
So his friend was being a good wingman and ended up kind of stepping into the limelight a little.
A lot of. Because he wasn't saying that. I was having the whole conversation with the homeboy. Which is, I mean, that is what it is, but the nail in the coffin was his friend picking up my check. I didn't expect his friend to do that. I had already had my, like I said, my debit card was on top of the receipt. But, like, I was also like, if your friend had enough sense to pick up this check.
Yeah.
And you didn't see nothing, like, you didn't see any error in the fact that your friend was about to pay for my stuff. I would not even want that, because I'd be like, bro, what you trying to do? So,
oh my God. If
any, like, passive men, I get irritated with passive people, period. I have some friends that are passive, and we have to talk through stuff, because I'd be like, hey, listen, you just need to tell me what you got to say, because you're going to irritate me dancing around stuff. And I don't even like confrontation, but I get irritated when somebody has a conflict and they baby it, like, just say it. But, like, I'm the same way about people pursuing me. Like, don't passively pursue me. I will ignore you.
Yes, I'm not a passive person at all, and I don't mean that you need to hound me or anything, but I need your intentions to be clear enough that if I'm not interested, I need to make sure I clearly communicate that, because you have been clear that's how I prefer my communication. I don't like that you know, kind of gray area where if I say, well, I'm not really interested, you can say, well, how you even know I was even, I mean, I wasn't trying to do all that.
Right, like, please,
I hate that. I hate it so much because you're stupid and you think I'm stupid. So I like clear and direct communication. Let me know what it is that you want, so that if I don't want it, I have to also be clear and concise in my communication. Or if I do want it, I need to be clear with you and say, yes, absolutely, this is also what I want, or I'm willing to give it a chance and see if that's where I want to go.
And I don't want to be the full-time leader. I don't want to carry the
weight. No, that's so annoying.
Like, I don't want to do that, because that makes me feel like I'm going to be the one planning stuff. No, I need to see your intentions up front, so I know that those characteristics exist in you, because you ain't going to do nothing to irritate me. Like, if I got to plan everything, you will never see me if I got to plan stuff. Like,
not every time. Not every time. I like the back and forth of the planning, because it makes me feel like you have plans for us.
Right. Like, I get excited. Like, when you like, hey, what you doing tonight? I'm going to come get. Don't ask me what I'm doing, especially a specific time and you don't have any plans. You're going to irritate me.
God.
So, have been receiving the same text message twice a month, and it drives me crazy. What you be doing on weekends? Do you be available to do stuff on weekends? Yes, but I got church. Can you miss church? Yes, but I need to plan for that. And then it's crickets until they ask questions.
Yeah, I mean, all you literally have to do is say, I would like to take you to dinner. I would like to take you to brunch. I would like to take you to the beach. Whatever it is you want to do, say that. And if it's something that I want to do, I will say, okay, well, I could do that next weekend. Do you have some free time? And then they'll say, yes, next weekend works perfectly. Boom. Right. It's not complicated.
But if you invite keep asking me if I'm free.
Stop asking me what I'm available
thank
for.
You.
Just invite me to it.
If you keep asking me if I'm free and you don't got no response when I say that I am or I am not, like, because even if I say I am not, you can still say, oh, well, we should do this another time. If you're going to keep asking me.
Because I'll tell you when I'm free for it.
Girl, but don't keep. You got about three times to ask me and my friend. I'm going to stop not be. I ain't never free no more. Nope.
This man owes me a rain check for my birthday that he missed. Nope. And asked me to just let him know.
No. Like, you rain check.
You bailed on me on my birthday. Why would I just let you know? Like, I'm not planning nothing for us to do. You owe me. Right. What you mean? Put something together and invite me to it. And just for that, I'm not coming to it.
I do be rain checking people. I did have somebody that I rain checked and I was hoping they was gonna forget, kinda. And they was like, but now, like, I'm more open to getting to know them. I wasn't open to getting nobody at the time when I rain checked. I don't know if I want to get to know them necessarily a romantic way, but they are cool. But he messaged me one day and was like, so I'm just trying to figure out if there's going to be, like, any rainy days, like, that I can cash this
check. And now it's on you because you rain checked. Right. So you got to be like, you right, okay, let's go do, you know what I'm saying? Because you took the rain check. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just, I think all of this can be reciprocal. You need to know what reciprocation needs to look like for you. And you need to know how to read situations. Like, if they're not giving you what you want, you can call it to their attention. And either they can tell you, oh, that's because I wasn't interested. Or they can be like, okay, I see what you mean. And, you know, I am interested. So let me pick it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, just talk to people about what it is you want. Be clear about what it is you're looking for. Be clear in your intentions. Mm-hmm. And pursuit really does not have to be that difficult.
Nope.
And it doesn't have to be on one person. It may sometimes seem that way until the other person is able to return your same level of interest.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay, too. You're not getting played. You just are giving the person time to come around to it. And if they take too long, be out. Like, it really does not have to be all of that.
And for the love of God, for you psychos, please stop comparing how you seen people interact with somebody else as to how they should be interacting with
you. Because you are not them.
Period.
And I may not even be the same person I was that you saw me with.
With whoever the, with else them. You're trying to compare right. me to. Like, don't do to. That. That is
That's corny. I so just thought about corny, it. And I would be very tired about that.
It's weird. Like, oh, well, I know how you, I seen you do such and such with this person, so I know how you act when you like somebody. If you are that sure that you know how I act with people that I like. I would never speak
to somebody again if they said that to me.
Girl, you already know. If you are that, like, if you're that sure about how I would react with somebody that I like, and you feel like that is the total opposite of how I'm acting with you, why do you feel the need to confront me on that versus just being like, damn, maybe she don't like me? Since you're so sure in what that means, just if that is the hint that you feel I'm giving off, take it. Take heed to what you've assumed. Because confronting me about the difference between you and Adam.
Like, first of all, you're lame for even doing that and bringing it to me. Second of all,
like,
third of all, mind your business. Like, that was none of your business ever.
Listen.
So anyway.
I had somebody ask me to go on a trip with them. I told them that I needed to be back. And they basically asked me, do I do that on other trips? Like,
because when you went on a trip with so-and-so, you ain't need to be back.
I just saw you last weekend. You wouldn't leave. You was here on a Sunday. Basically, it's how the conversation went. Listen, I pick and choose my schedule, okay? If I say that I want to spend 2 hours with you, I don't care if I spent 10 hours with somebody the day before. I told you I want to spend 2 hours with you. You need to worry about
and
you.
And if that's not what you want, then you just say, okay, well, no, I wanted a 10-hour date.
Right, I'll go find somebody who wants to go on a 10-hour date with me. I'm like, cool, because I was worried about doing two.
Okay. Yeah, you can't just be doing all of that.
Stop comparing yourself to other people. That's probably the weirdest thing you can do. And, like, you set an expectation that you might be disappointed for. You don't know what they had going on with another person. You don't know their relationship because you weren't in it. You're like a bystander being weird.
I do think it's fair to assess their level of interest by how you've seen them behave with the other things that are important to them, though.
Agreed. But I don't think...
Not people. Yeah. I will say, like, if they are a person who every time they want something, they make sure they get it,
mm-hmm.
and you've never seen that energy from them in regards to you, I think it's fair to say, okay, well, maybe they are not as interested in me.
That's good.
And kind of step back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to be mad about it. It can just be a thing where it's like, okay, I see how they move, and they're not moving that way with me. So either we can talk about it, or I can just be like, okay, I'm interested in something else, and just go on about my life.
That's the part of my rejection that I ain't good with, so I'm going to block you.
And you got every right to do
like
that.
Like, if the reality started to hit, like, dang, they just... When they like something, they do that. That nigga really might not like me like
Yeah, then it's like, wow, okay, wow. Blocked, deleted.
Deleted, changed your name, then blocked you. Yeah, I do some weird stuff when I'm trying to block people because I told y'all I'm a people hoarder. I had to change people names to stuff I'm not going to remember. Once, this is, I might actually be a little crazy. One time I literally, this is so embarrassing. I can't believe I'm saying this out loud. One time I literally closed my eyes and typed on the keyboard to make up a name to say so I could never find the name in my phone. And I didn't realize that iPhone just going to put it in alphabetical order anyways. So if you accidentally type a number, God, it's going to be at the top of your phone.
Ma'am, if you don't just delete that number and call it a day.
I've done that before. I had to be able to block it, but I wanted to block it and I'd be able to find it. And it don't work like that. I've done that. I've saved it as a spam risk before. I've saved it under like another phone number so I could just assume that like a spam number was calling me.
I'm crying. That is really funny and extra.
Listen, you gotta do what you gotta do to control yourself. Like some people be like, if somebody made me mad, I could just stop talking to them. Well, I be wanting to know what they say. So I gotta block people.
No, I'm not happy wanting to know what they say.
I gotta block them. That's the only way. Weak. Listen, if I'm trying to move on, I'm gonna light your ass. God, dog, Candace, stop with this cursing. I'm gonna light you up and then I'm gonna block you. Because if I see the response, I'm gonna want to respond. So, I mean, you gotta know your limits.
I was gonna end with something about how to make someone pursue you, but I was only gonna do it because I was going to say that you don't make someone pursue you. Amen. What you do is you present a boundary and you don't cross it. Because the idea in the article is that, you know, there's a man that they want and they want him to actually pursue them instead of like being haphazard. My thing is, if they have the ability to be haphazard, they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Like if you want somebody to behave like they want you, then just
date somebody who wants you.
I was gonna say, just give them the space to do it. If you're trying to play all these hard to get games so that they will, well, I mean, some of them I agree with, like the don't give too much before you have received enough to know what their intentions are and stuff. That's like doing boyfriend stuff for somebody that's not your boyfriend and then being mad that they don't want to formally be your boyfriend is ridiculous. But you know, it just like stuff like this thing that was like, make your life seem really high quality and interesting. So they're very interested in you. And I'm like, just live your life. And if you're interesting to somebody, they will be interested in you. Like, it's really
not that serious. I hate when people suggest to like play all them games. I'm not one of them people. Like, I'm not going to ignore your phone calls 10 times if I really wanted to talk to you just to try to seem like I'm busy and I'm not think about you. Like, no, I've been thinking about you all day and I'm so glad.
Thank you. I'm going to answer it and I'm going to tell you I've been thinking about you. What are you saying? Like, what? But, and then the best one on here is don't stop being single. I will say that. Okay. And it's not to get someone to pursue you. It is so that you are drawing a clear boundary that you are not my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I'm not committed to you, so I'm not going to behave like I am. So just live your life as a single person. If you want to date someone else, do it. If you don't want to date anyone else, don't do it. But don't hold them to it if you haven't told them that you want to be committed. You know what I'm saying? Like just navigate the situation and what comes natural to you. And don't assume things, don't, you know, whatever your boundaries are, stick firm to them and not to get them to behave a certain way, but do it because that's what you want. Mm-hmm. I want this kind of relationship. So my boundary is blank, blank, blank. And I'm going to stick to those boundaries because that is what I want. The moment you become soft on your boundaries, is the moment someone is going to cross them. And you're going to be wondering why they crossed them. And it's because you never enforced your boundaries.
And let me tell you something. It ain't no going back from that.
No, there really isn't.
Like, I'm not.
And people can be well-intentioned, yeah, but it just isn't going to work.
It's no going back from that. Like, I'm not even going to save that for my lesson learned. Like, for real, like, especially if you are dealing with somebody who's a say what you mean what you say type person, if you tell them that you, like, this is your boundary and then you allow them to cross it, they literally can't take nothing else you say serious no more.
No,
because like it's they're only not going to believe so you're ever
firm
you
on anything,
right? Like it was important to you until I made you want to change it. So yeah, why would I stick to whatever you're talking about? So Be careful with that for sure.
Be very careful with that. That was a good lesson learned. I should have saved it. Anyway, that's the end of the Dig in the Scene segment, and we can move on.
All right. We are into... we're going to talk to our sponsors first. All right, so we are now into the Dig in the Scene segment. The Dig in the Scene segment is our segment.
No, we're not in Dig in the Scene.
No, we're not. We're not. We're not. Wow. Nope, and I was really saying it, too.
You were dead serious.
Dead booty. And I was about to be talking about something totally different.
Okay. I would say, I think we just finished that. We so did. I don't think so.
Okay. We are now in the Rescue Me segment. The Rescue Me segment is a segment where we allow our listeners to participate and send in any stories they may have on their dating situations. We also give tips on how to get yourself out of situations. But this week, I wanted to present something that I saw online because I would like both of us to weigh in on how this person could have been rescued out of this conversation, because it was a conversation that was had between two friends about the person. I really think that the friend was a jerk, and I just thought we should probably talk about like how the person could shake and move out of this situation. Okay,
I'm down. Let's do it.
The fight, I ain't gonna lie. Well, okay. And then I lost it, so sorry, give me a second. I really wanted to talk about that one about that girl who accidentally bought she bought a flight to go see this guy, and then girl, he like left her stranded or some shit.
Yeah, she talking about I would get myself there and then he would get me back, and I'm like, girl, what?
They need to stop taking these one way tickets. If you
take it
with somebody,
you need to have you need to have provisions. Like I have done a flyout more than once, mm-hmm. but if it went awry, I had a backup
plan. Yep.
Because that's what you do. I really liked the person too. Like, it wasn't like I didn't trust them, but I didn't, because why would I? Not immediately. Like,
right.
It is what it is.
I will say one time I took a trip where the ticket was bought one way, and you better believe come Sunday morning, excuse me, I need your card. Because I need to book my flight.
For real. Like, you need to like, be able to.
Because I ain't got no email yet, so slide me that card so I can do it myself. And I booked it, and I missed my flight because I was hungover, so I had to book another one. But that's your business, because you invited me out. It was Vegas. Like, what do you want me to do? I've been drinking all weekend. But I was trying to get back to church, and I missed the whole everything. I don't even think I got to the airport till 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay, so this is a conversation between two guys. Okay, so here it goes. This is what's it? I'm gonna wait till you finish.
I'm eating a cracker. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. okay, so the summary is, a friend took a girl on vacation, currently there. Night one, he tried to smash her. Anybody, what you doing?
Yeah, I was sitting down.
Oh, it must be your cracker. I can hear it. It sound like you balling up paper.
Home. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. A friend took a girl on vacation, currently there. Night one, he tried to smash her, but her stomach was acting up. That could be true, though. Depending on where they at. You know, food be bad.
Right.
Night two, she had a headache. This morning, after he tried to get the WAP. First of all, why are we doing that now?
How old is the person?
Girl, I don't know. This morning, after he tried to get the WAP, and she told him she wasn't feeling him and wanted to get to know him better. Is he wrong for how he's handling it? They took 4 flights, a boat, and more than a day to get there, so they super far from home. Okay, so that's the summary of how this conversation went.
Mm-hmm.
Say, bruh, you know this B-word just told me she wasn't feeling me after she had me bring her out here. And then the friend responded, I told you about all this power tricking you doing, so what you gonna do? And the friend says, she thinks she's slick. She was talking all that freaky stuff. I'm substituting work. All that freaky stuff before we got here. I'm gonna send her for a massage and then switch rooms and cancel her. Corny, but okay.
See.
And then the friend responds, nigga, what? You play too much. And then the friend said, let the streets cover her tab. And the friend was like, bruh, don't you got like 7 days there? He said that give her 5 days to figure out how she get home. Pound, no more hot girls, no more hot girl summer. And then the friend was like, no, call me. And then he said, I dropped the story in the Facebook group to see the responses. The friend was like, oh, word. If anyone is talking split, ask them, will they be sending donations out? Otherwise, I suggest they shut the F up before I take their mama on vacation next. And then he said,
everybody in this story sounds lame.
Girl. Then he said, I talked to her and explained that if she didn't want to give up the cheats, why did she come? She said that she is grateful for the trip, for this trip, but it doesn't entitle me to sex from her. And if that's an issue, she doesn't mind paying for her own room tonight.
Period.
And then he texted again and said, it's $570 a night. I know she ain't got it, but I told her that would be best. Hope she got that times five and playing money. Bitches love to play the independent flex till the check comes.
Why are you so mad?
Angry. Like,
it's really bothering me that he's doing all this.
Angry. He said, she's headed to the front desk now. I'm calling the front desk to take her name off. This is so corny.
Corny. What a loser.
I'm calling the front desk to take her name off of my room's account, then going to breakfast. She gave me my room key back trying to be sassy. She better hope they take Black Girl Magic as a payment, or baby gonna be taking IG pics.
I want him beat up. Like,
girl. Then he said, I'm eating, but I'm gonna go take a peek when I go to the bathroom. And then he said, decline. And the friend was like, oh no, you gonna save her. He said, F no, I look like a Power Ranger. She looked like she texting everyone she could find for the funds. I'm going to the bar.
Just leave her alone.
Like he was. He told me I'm going to the bar to see if some white man's daughter need a Black experience. And then he's continuing. So like, you still pressed because clearly like you're finding this girl.
He said
she brought her
loser
ass over here to the bar and told me she apologizes for getting the attitude earlier and she understands my position. I told her we talked about sex and sightseeing. And I'm not here to force anything on her. I wished her the best and told her.
That's a lie.
Girl. I wished her the best and said for her to catch the boat back to find a cheap, I guess he was about to say cheap flight. She looked all sad, but not my problem anymore. I'll cancel the flight when I get upstairs. But as of now, she blocked.
This man is an absolute loser. Like
a child.
I really mean that from the depths of my soul. And I don't mean that because he should have done all this really nice stuff for her. I mean that because he's literally a loser.
Like even...
you are so lame for being this pressed, for following her around to watch her struggle to get herself back home. Like, what a loser. You are a lame.
And to be prideful about it. Like, you're so excited.
Like, you're
excited.
Hyped
like...
about this.
For one, if you that upset, then you were paying for vagina. Like, you could have just got a prostitute. If you didn't.
But the thing about it is, y'all probably did talk about a lot of that before you got on the trip. But if y'all never been on a trip like that before, I don't think people understand that talking about something with you when we're not together and then being together, you definitely get a different vibe from someone. It's possible for me to not be sexually attracted to you
once I meet you.
And I don't think it's crazy of her to say, I'm really not feeling you or whatever.
He probably ugly. Like, let's be real.
He sounds very ugly. But, like, I mean, I get if you were expecting this romping good time, like, on vacation, because that's what y'all talked about. But you also need to realize that you're dealing with a person, mm-hmm. not a machine.
Right.
And my feelings, my mind can change when I get there. My feelings can change when I get there. If you don't already have in your mind that that's a possibility before you book the flight, something is wrong with you. Don't do it. If when you get there, if you're going to be mad that she doesn't want to have sex, you ask her to book her half of the trip and just call it a day.
Right.
Like, you're being an idiot about something that is none of your... You're not entitled to it.
Or go she does with not somebody owe you any who sex. You already sleeping with. Because first of all, if you're trying to avoid being a trick, you was a trick the day you paid for a 7-day trip with somebody you wasn't in a relationship with.
That's your own mistake.
You've been a trick.
For doing all
like,
that.
You're not avoiding being a trick. You pay for that girl to get out there, and now you're trying to save face because you... Because basically, your pride is hurt.
Yeah, like, you're why being you even mean gotta, you for no reason. She wasn't even mean to you.
Right. Like,
she wasn't mean about it.
She apologized.
She just told you that she wasn't feeling it. She volunteered to pay for herself, and she can't afford it, and you knew that. But she was attempting to afford it because she didn't want to put you in a bind.
And let's address, like, the fact that he said chicks want to be independent till the check come. First of all, since you're talking about somebody being sassy, Mr. Sassy Pants, every chick ain't like that, because I promise you that cheddar charge gonna ride every time, okay? You ain't gonna never put me in a situation where I can't pay for myself to do something, because I don't really like people having me do something that I couldn't afford to do on my own, just in case something happened. I wasn't raised like that. Like, we independent till the check come. Okay, if I gotta take that L to get away from an asshole like you, I will. Because you're corny.
That statement doesn't even make sense, though. Like, everybody wants to be independent.
No, he said women.
Until women want to be independent until the check comes. If I was independent before you got here, that means I was being independent and the checks was coming. Like, I was paying for myself,
right,
to do things, to go places before you got here. Now, I may not have paid for myself to pay for myself to go where you just took me, but I existed before you. Like, and if I wasn't dependent on anybody, I was independent. And the check was coming, and I was paying for it. So this one specific time when you volunteered to do something for me, and I assumed it was out of the kindness of your heart, or that you wanted to hang out with me or whatever the case might be, and that wasn't the case, because now that I don't want to have sex, you automatically don't want nothing to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. Like, it is what it is. I didn't read the situation correctly either then, and it's on me as well. But for you to be following this girl around, like, corny, taunting her, basically, about the fact that since you didn't want to have sex, now you gotta be, you know, stranded, like, nanny, nanny, boo, boo, like, oh my God, now you can't afford to live your life, now you can't afford to get home, like, what a loser. Like, you are really a loser. I would understand if you just cut ties. If after that moment she said she wasn't feeling you, you were like, okay, well, I think it's best that we just split this trip. Then mm-hmm. And you just be responsible for yourself, and I'll be responsible for myself. But the fact that you were really, like, tiptoeing around, like, I'm about to go see what she's doing at the front desk. Ah, she can't afford it. Let me look. She's texting everybody. You were close enough to see her doing all of that just so you could watch and laugh, lame. And if you're not, you know, overall an ugly person, like,
you're an ugly person,
you know, typically somebody that people think is attractive, you're hideous to me, because I would never talk to nobody that would act like ever in my life. That is so corny and ugly and stank and just disgusting. I hope she gets her brother to beat you.
I'm about to say, I'm almost positive if I was in that situation, I would call my daddy and he would probably come catch a flight.
I wouldn't call my daddy because I would be embarrassed, but I would call my best friend. It was a boy.
No, I mean,
I would absolutely come.
Maybe when we got back stateside, but listen, at a time like that, I don't know if I know how my daddy gonna ride. But
no, that's true. I know my daddy would come through for me, but also I would have to explain to my daddy, because I'm sure I didn't tell him ahead of time.
You're right. You're right. I ain't thinking about that part. You got to actually explain that later. But you know what?
I know
my dad would think that, like, okay, I know I'm trying to stop cussing and stuff, and I'm really trying to get better with my language. But my dad would think that he was so much of a hoe for acting like that. He would have a conversation with me later. The embarrassment would come later. He would think, yes, like, this man, like, is so much of a P word to even behave in that manner, especially because, like, I don't, like, the way my daddy is about, like, these young dudes, like, being flashy about their money, my dad, the way that some of these young men act now, my dad would literally be like, boy, you need to get your money up. And I'm not saying that, like, my daddy is rich. I'm saying my daddy, when he was he was never, like, tripping about no, like, female, right, spending no money on no female. He think that's so corny for you to be counting your dollars over a woman that you spending money on. Like, if you're gonna spend the money, spend the money.
And if you don't want to spend the money,
don't.
Like, holding it over somebody's head that you spent money on them is lame. That's very corny. If you do not want to spend money on somebody, just don't.
I can only imagine, like, you literally spending don't money have to. You wasn't planning on spending.
Like,
this is a stretch for lame. You, too. Like, let's...
Because I'm going to tell you what, I won't be spending no money I don't want to spend.
Thank
and
you.
And that's just period. Like, I won't spend money on you. I won't spend money on myself that I don't want to spend. So, if I don't want to spend the money, I won't. And I'm not going to hold it. I'm not about to be like, and I bought you a drink at the club. Like, loser.
all y'all are losers for feeling like that. So
I hope that girl young lady
got home safely. Yes, I really do, because that's really crazy.
Or found her a little fiesta and had the time of her life, child.
I know that's right, because I know what it's like to link up with somebody and not really be feeling them mm-hmm. after you thought you would.
I've had that situation too, and I literally I didn't really know how to respond to it, so I got in my car and I blocked them. I was just so uncomfortable. Like, eventually I got over it, but I was just very uncomfortable. Like, and we had, like, talked all summer. And then the first time we hung out, I was like, this ain't it. Like, it was on FaceTime, on the phone, and then I met him in person. Honestly, like, I would hope that they all, you know, go well. But the reality is, when we stop doing all this virtual stuff, some of y'all are going to meet this very same reality. Like, yeah. Everybody's not going to perfectly, like, intertwine just because y'all got along over the phone or, you know, over Facebook or FaceTime. So, just be humble with yourselves. But, I don't know.
And stop doing stuff you're going to complain about doing.
Yeah.
After the fact. Like,
and stop just being stupid and corny.
Yeah, like, I don't know. This is just, I hate stuff like this. And I really hate that young lady had to go through that.
And I really hope that this person was, like, 18 because... A grown man, even though I know it was probably a grown man.
You know they're not. You know they're not 18. They are upwards of late 20s, early 30s. I know.
And they probably went to school in the AUC, by the way they're talking, but that's another story for another
time. It's just embarrassing. Like, why are you not embarrassed to be talking like that?
Children.
But, well, probably because men talk like that
a lot. And they think it's normal. And
why would it be embarrassing if nobody's going to tell you that it's
normal? I can't read the comments because I just figured it was going to be a whole bunch of disgusting stuff. And I just, I don't have the will to can. But
that's so ugly.
If you guys have any tips for this young lady, or, you know, even honestly, y'all can write in the drag to do if y'all feel the need to do so. Or you have some stories of your own that you want to share with us. It doesn't have to be a crash and burn like this one. It can be a successful dating story. Email us at savethedatesos@gmail.com, or you can go on to anchor.fm/savethedateshow and select the voice note. It's like a voice messenger to be able to record your own story, and we can upload that directly to the show. If you don't have Anchor already, you can definitely email us a voice note that you've recorded on your phone. Again, our email is savethedatesos@gmail.com. And we can move on.
All right. So we're in the Trend Watch segment. I'm not going to drag it out. I just heard this term on Twitter today from Olani. She's a Nigerian-British like relationship influencer. And she presented this term called whelming. And the person who, she tweeted it, but she didn't coin the term. Somebody named Patia Braithwaite, she coined the term. Mm-hmm. I said she turned the coin. But it's called whelming. And I think this is funny for a couple of reasons, but I'm gonna tell you what it is, and then I'm gonna tell you why it's funny.
Okay.
Whelming is when a person, like, humble brags about how many other people they have to, that, like, how many other people are on their line, or, like, you know, how busy they are dating, so that they seem so busy and overwhelmed with attention so they can seem more appealing to others.
Mm.
Now, I cannot remember what show this was. I can't remember what show it was, but there's a show where somebody asks, is there a such thing as just being whelmed? Like, I know you can be overwhelmed and underwhelmed, but can I just be whelmed? And I bust out laughing at that. And then this term,
whelming,
is spelled like whelmed. It's spelled like over or underwhelmed, because it's you trying to make yourself seem overwhelmed with so much. Like, you're so desirable.
It's so corny.
And I'm like, I would literally throw up. But I've heard it before. Reality. Like, you know, you ever been around a group of guys and maybe you're, like, one of the only girls mm-hmm. there, and they do start talking about, man, this chick was hitting me up the other week and she was saying, whoop, and it was just crazy because, you know, I'll be having time for the, like, and the fact that I could just pull that out of my behind, you know, I've heard it a million right. times.
Honestly, I feel like I experience people whelming about all the tasks that they're completing every day. So I know that it's happening on the day yes. scene for sure. And I'd be like,
yes.
shut up. If you really that busy, just go be busy. Stop taking pictures of you not being busy.
Girl. I think women do this too, though.
Yeah,
to be, but they usually do it. It's never really to seem more appealing or attractive to people that you're attracted to. It's like to seem...
cooler to people who are not even in your dating pool. Like,
yeah,
I'm around a bunch of girls and I start talking to them about how many guys be texting my phone. Like, girl, my DMs are just going crazy. Like, oh my God. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And this to make me seem like cool to the girls that I'm talking to.
I've never done that.
I don't be doing that. But
if anything, you know, I'd be complaining about the people in my DMs.
I don't have a problem complaining.
The wild,
and it's
stuff.
Always read as that though. Somebody's always like, "Oh, humble brag," and I'm like, "No, I'm actually annoyed."
Yeah,
I'm not saying that because I think it's so cute, mm-hmm. and I just feel so like attractive. I really feel like, please leave me alone.
People be in like, my DMs being weird. So if I'm bringing it up, I'm not trying to like just be like, "Oh my God, it's always somebody in my DMs." No, it be real live weirdos in my DMs. Somebody told me like confidently said that they thought that I got my butt done. And this was that day that I was going on that vent about like body positivity and like people over sexualizing us and all that. Like, how do you decide to have a conversation about my butt being fake?
And what if it is? Well, whose business is that?
Like, what?
Like, if I wanted to get my butt done, I really could. And I'm trying to figure out why you are concerned about it.
I don't know, but it'd be some weird stuff happening in my DMs sometimes.
Mine too.
I
men say the craziest things in my DMs, and I don't know. My initial thought is always, why are you even talking to me?
Thank you.
Not like why are you saying this?
Why
but
are
like,
you talking to me?
Why did you think to say this to me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what about me made you think that I would want to hear you say this? Or that I cared, that this was your opinion, that you just presented to me unsolicited. Like, I don't care. I didn't ask you that. This guy, I commented on a post weeks ago, mind you. Like, this was not recent. I commented on a post of this guy who was explaining, it was another dating page that I follow that had really good content. And she had posted this video of these guys talking about how if you, like, you need to be cognizant of how much money you spend on dates because you need to be making her feel like you like her and not like you're trying to buy a vagina. But the guy was saying like, no, just take this into account. Like,
no.
you go on three dates with this girl and it's $900 a date. And I said, my comment was, who does this man know that can afford three $900 dates back to back? That's all I said. This man, random man from the internet, he jumped to my DMs and was like, I saw your comment. And just because somebody isn't taking you on $900 dates doesn't mean that it doesn't happen. I do it all the time. I said, sir,
okay.
My comment said, who does that man know that can afford three $900 dates? I promise you, I don't care how many dates you've been on or what they cost. And he was like, well, what do you like to do for fun? Delete.
Get out.
I don't. What? Like, what are you talking? And you are literally a random person off the internet who decided that because I made one comment on another random page that you should tell me in my DMs that I'm, just because somebody ain't doing something for me doesn't mean I need to act like it never happens, which is not even what my comment said. I was asking who is in association with the young man that was speaking in the video that can afford such a luxurious lifestyle, because I was genuinely interested.
Right.
But I don't, the thing to do would have been like, I am his friend. I'm a person.
And
that
I'm
he
the
knows
one who can do it.
Who? But you're not. Like, you're literally a random person who thought
and
I
could
would
say that in the comments. You didn't have to come to the DMs.
I promise you didn't have to write me specifically. It was just unnecessary. And so I didn't answer any of more of his messages. And he has messaged me like four separate times after that. So he's blocked now. But I was just like, what is life that you decided that this was an appropriate thing to do or that I would care? I don't care. Like, I don't.
Well, clearly he's trying to take you on a $900 day. And that's why he keeps messaging.
Well, I looked on his page and he did not look like someone that I would need to go on a $900 date with. And I don't want to go on a $900 date with somebody who feels offended by the fact that I commented on a random person's page enough to tell me
if somebody's not taking
up their pockets. Like, I don't. Anyway, so that was that. So that's what whelming is, and I'm gonna end the trend watch segment there. So just pay attention to people who be whelming. And that's it.
Okay. Wait, before we move into lessons learned, and this is like just limbo. This isn't any segment. So speaking of DMs, you know how like them spam sugar daddies be DMing?
Yes, girl.
Sometimes I be responding just to play with them because I know it's a fake page. Mm-hmm. But this man did it this weekend and he's not a fake
page. Yes! You got a sugar daddy?
No, ma'am. I did not respond to that man no more. But so he commented on one of my pictures and it literally seems like he's hiring me for work. He commented and was like, oh my gosh, I love this picture so much. Please check your DM. I have an offer for you. Then he DM'd me and was like, my page is so beautiful and I look like the type of person he would want to spoil. But first, before we start to discuss next things, he needs to know my name and where I'm located. He probably a scammer.
I was going to say, no, that's a scammer because I've seen those messages a lot too. And I know because they use that same script. Like I've gotten more than once. But I will say I replied to a guy who asked for pictures of my sheep. I told him my rates and everything. And he told me he was going to hit me back about it. And I'm for sure going to send them if he sends me the money.
Shit, I would too. Man. Girl, I messaged that man back. I said, do you typically ask to just spoil strangers? She talking about some no, but you caught my eye. Get out my... Get! If you don't get... Okay. Now I got to go watch that YouTube spoiling video. So, moving on to the
lesson learned.
Yep. You don't know the segments of the show no more. That's how long we've been gone, bruh.
That and I'm sleepy. That too. So, I do have a lesson learned for this week because I've been watching Girlfriends. God, please deliver me from the spirit of Joan. I have been Joan since I was like, since the show came out. And I've always been frustrated. But I'm watching that when I was younger and be like, dang, I'm kind of like Joan. And watching it when I'm older, I'm like, oh my God, Candace, please stop doing that now. Like, now that you see what that looks like, please stop, because you do that. But there was a scene from when William and Yvonne was about to get married, and they were at the altar, and the pastor said, Yvonne, and William corrected the pastor and was like, her name is Yvonne. And she said, no, my name is Yvonne. I've just always allowed you to call me that. So then she took off running and she said that she wanted to leave. And what she said was, when she said she didn't want to get married, she was like, I'm in love with you and I love you, but I don't love the person that I am with you. And what I have learned in regards to pursuing people, when we do like somebody and we're pursuing a relationship, or say that like we're in a relationship and we're pursuing something more out of that relationship, sometimes we can get so caught up in the person that we forget about who we are. Mm-hmm. And then we become unhappy with who we are because who we are isn't who we're being with that person. Mm-hmm. So if I've learned anything else, especially watching that show, I think that was kind of like just, I mean, I know it's a show, but it was just like,
no, it's a real thing.
Like, that's for real. Like, you can be like head over heels with somebody and not recognize the person you've been being just to be with them. Mm-hmm. And then you like, I love you, but I am so smothered. Like, every day I have to close this part off of myself to make sure I'm aligning with what makes you happy. Like, I'm so caught up in the pursuit and trying to make you happy that I forgot, like, who I was. Like, I literally let you call me by a different name. And so, like, my lesson that I learned from that is to, like, you know, like, stop yourself sometimes and evaluate, like, am I being my full self? Because if I'm not being my full self, this is not going to work long term. We're not going to be in our 60s reflecting on our 20s. Mm-hmm. If I have to pretend for 40 years, like, that's it's not going to be successful. So that's my lesson learned. I hope that's something y'all can take heed to, but don't get so caught up in the pursuit that you leave yourself behind. Sometimes it's okay to just bow out.
Yes.
Maybe before the altar.
I think my lesson learned is just to be open to the possibility of things going great or things not going great. Like, I say that all the time, but get comfortable with the idea that sometimes rejection is just a thing that happens. Mm-hmm. And you really don't have to dwell on it, and they don't owe you an explanation as to why they don't want to pursue you back or why they don't like you. You don't need all that. All you need is that they said no, or mm-hmm. that they are not giving you what you would determine as mutual interest for you to say, okay, well, maybe this isn't going to work out. And then you just move on. And you don't have to move on right away. You can take some time to deal with the rejection on your own. But
like acting like rejection is just the end of the world is so much energy to expend every time. Like, just don't. Like, just go into a situation with the thought that this could go really great or it might be a no, and that's okay too. And then just move on. Please, just adopt that attitude, because I promise you, the falling out and the being mad and the why don't you want me, and I seen how you act with this girl, and da da da, like all of that is so unnecessary when you could just not. So that's my lesson learned.
Since everybody's been abusing normalizing, let's normalize dating people that like you back.
Period. That's the only dating that should be normalized, is like dating someone who likes you back and is clear about that.
Yes. And that might be a hard pill to swallow sometimes, that people don't like you back even if they say they do. Because, like, you know what way you want to be liked. I guess I should say that. So, like,
yeah, sometimes it ain't that they don't like you back. They just not giving you what you need. And that's okay too.
Yeah. So, you know, just like somebody say they love you, if they don't love you the way you need to be loved, you still feel like you're not loved, right?
Right.
So date somebody who is going to pursue you in the way you like, and, you know, pursue them. I ain't one of them people that be like, teach.
Me neither. I don't really function well under those kinds of circumstances.
I'm not trying to play Build-A-Bear. I think if nothing else, I am very upfront about my expectations about what I want, and what I don't want is for somebody who purposely tries to make love hard. So,
oh God, preach somebody.
So if that is what the task is at all, like, I'm not breaking down no walls. I don't want you to break down no walls. Like, I'm not doing it. So date people you like, folks, and, you know, take rejection as it comes and have fun. We are still young. If you're a millennial listening to the show, and you're not married yet, Lord, just be single in your singleness.
And if you're not a millennial, you older than that, and you are, you know, maybe you've never been married or fresh out of a relationship, at the end of the day, you need to work on being a whole person.
Yes.
Don't be stressing over who else you don't have. Find some ways to enjoy life while still, you know, you can still desire companionship, obviously, but don't make it your whole brand to just be waiting for God to send you somebody. Like, just don't wait. Just behave the way that you would want to present yourself as a partner, and just go live your life. Have fun. Do things that I know some people who were waiting until they were partnered to experience certain things, and then they didn't get partnered until really later, like much later in life, and they feel like they missed out on all this stuff. And it's like, you could have just done them. You could have just done the things that you were excited to do. Some things, yeah, you can wait till you get a partner if you just really have to. But if it's just stuff that you were excited to go do, just do it.
Just do it. Experience it. Because you don't know how long you're going to be waiting. So,
and you don't know how long you're going to be living. You don't know what is going to happen. Just go enjoy your life as a person, as a whole human being who has a life to enjoy. And when the person comes along who you can be partnered with, there will be so many other experiences that you guys can have together.
Amen. Girl, when you said waiting on somebody, God, to send you a person, I just almost jumped off a hill on a tangent. Please stop associating single women being saved with the only way they can be saved is if they married.
Girl, I was getting ready to say, if that ain't some medieval time, like, it is 2020.
Please stop.
Why would I need a man to be saved, like, to have salvation?
Equated to it? Like, the way that we pursue salvation is by preparing ourselves to be a wife to a husband. Like, where does it say that?
Girl, they don't. They just want us to be pressed about them.
And
that's low-key idolatry is what
it
I was
is
say.
Very much so idolatry.
I'm idolizing the thought of a husband.
And I feel like that's how they always
to
make
the gift of salvation. Are y'all nuts? Are y'all crazy?
That's what I be feeling. I ain't gonna lie. I feel like that's what Heather Lizzie be selling. Like, everything about, like, being pure and getting your life together so you can find your mate. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure God wants you to pursue him until he gives you.
Yes, because you're making that other person. They're not even there. They're literally, they do not exist in your life right now. But you are making them such a priority that you missing are missing. Yes, you're missing out on the things that are actually supposed to be relevant to you. It should never be that. It should never be that. You should be preparing yourself to be a good person, doing what you can to be a good partner, but you need to be living your life in a way, if you know, if you are a Christian or if you believe in God or whatever, you need to be living your life in a way that allows you to be pleasing to God. And you can absolutely be pleasing to God single.
Single.
There is nothing displeasing to God about you, how you exist in this world without a partner. Nothing. Not a single thing.
And some of y'all might be called to be single for the rest of your lives, and you need to be able to learn how to be content with that.
Yeah.
We be talking about being content with everything else God gave us, but besides being content with singleness, and that's a real thing too.
And so, honestly, that's what has made me not settle for a horrible partner, is because I actually am content with not being married. I'm okay with that. Would I be open to it? Absolutely. If I find somebody that I want to marry, I will be more than happy to do that. But in my mind, I'm not waiting for that. I'm prepared for it, but I'm not like, I can't do this until, you know, God sends me my husband, or I can't, you know, have this kind of life because I'm waiting on a husband. Like, I'm just going to live my life. And I fully believe that God wants us to realize our potential and then have someone who partners with that. I don't think that God I don't think that God would make your partner be the only way that you're going to be pleasing to. That doesn't even make any sense. Why would God create you if you couldn't be pleasing single?
Right.
I don't know. Anyway, that's, yes, I agree with that. That's a mess. So anyway, that's this episode of the Save the Date podcast. Be sure to leave your comments on our Instagram. Let us know what you thought about this episode, any of the episodes, any of our posts. Just interact with us. We love it. You can catch us here. This is a bi-weekly podcast, so not next week, but next week you will hear from us again. You can have your story or questions included on the show by sending a letter to SaveTheDateSOS@gmail.com, by doing a voice note in the anchor.fm app, or sending us some voice recording that you've done on your phone. You can just email us that as well. We'll include it in the show. It's hilarious hearing y'all tell your own stories or ask your own questions. You can follow us at Save the Date Show on Instagram. And that's all I got. You got anything else?
Nope, that's it for me. I'm about to go to bed.
Okay, period. All right. See y'all next time.
Bye, y'all.